Hello, this is our third podcast for How to Lie with Statistics. I'm Taylor.
I'm Anthony.
And I'm Jamie.
And this is what we're going to talk about.
Let's go. Yep. Okay.
Which is the post hoc rides again. It's basically about cause and effect. So it says, like, you know, making the connection between two different types of data. So the example they use in the book, smoking being related to bad grades. So it's saying whether did smoking cause the bad grades or did the bad grades cause the students to start smoking.
I see. So fishing for a cause when really all you have is the data for an effect and the data for the thing you're trying to prove as the cause.
Right. I think this was my favorite chapter because I like to find things due to the evidence that's there. I like to find why they happened or if they happened because of something. I think it's really interesting to know, like, how do you know who was there when they got the data? Why were they collecting the data in the first place?
So, and this all depends on when the data was taken. So if I want to find out, was smoking because of bad grades, I'm going to first find out if they started having bad grades before they started smoking.
Right.
So it all depends on when the data was taken.
You could also say, what causes, if smoking causes bad grades, hypothetically, then, you might even want to observe what causes smoking because, if you want to find the real cause, then whatever's causing the smoking might actually also be causing the bad grades.
Exactly.
So this is kind of like from our benchmark from third quarter, like we all took the data of the body parts of how long they were. Like,
true.
Why are different body parts longer?
Mm-hmm.
Why is our data different than the guy's data? Like, it... I don't know, just kind of reminded me of it.
No, it does.
So for chapter 10, how to talk back to a statistic, it's basically about just making sure that you know the right ways to see if a statistic is lying or if it's being actually presented well. It talks about a few questions that you can ask to make sure that the statistic is actually true or how to find out if it is or not.
So, like, with some data, you might think to yourself, like, okay, well, how did the person who made this graph or this whatever, how do they know this data? Where did they find it? And if it's factual or not?
Another way you could see if it's genuine or not is who made it. See if they have anything to gain from if the results are one way or the other. See if somebody changed the subject, like a cause and effect getting all messed up. And you just have to make sure that it makes sense. Like, you have to make sure that the data makes sense with what they're trying to present. Which brings us back to our articles that we looked up. Because we knew that they were messed up due to the fact that certain things seemed a little fishy about who was trying to present the information and what they had to gain back.
So, like, if you know who or what company or, like, what organization is making the graphs or information, you're obviously going to be able to tell what kind of point they're trying to prove. Like, if I'm, sponsoring a type of medication, I'm obviously going to say and point out all of their benefits.
Or their flaws.
Right, but so obviously you'll know where this company or organization is trying to get at. So they may twist their data
wording
in their favor.
Yeah.
This has been a podcast reviewing How to Lie with Statistics with Jamie, Taylor, and Anthony. Thanks for listening.